Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
6:47, 13 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Herb Tyler, our friend, former LSU quarterback and co-host of WWL's Tiger Tailgating Show. Where you at, Herb?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing, my baby?
Well, sir, before we get to LSU, let's talk about what everybody is talking about this morning, and that's the ugliness. Man, did that turn ugly last night with the helmet being pulled off? Myles Garrett pulling Mason Rudolph's helmet off, and that was ugly, man. I got to tell you, if you watch a video of that, the game was too late for me to stay up and watch. But have you ever been involved in anything even close to that?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Not myself personally in regards to being in the fight, but that type of thing never happens really in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened before in the game, but not to that severity. That normally happens at practice, though. This is a practice fight all day long. This is hot summer heat, practicing 2-a-days. Guys are upset because they're beating on each other. And then that sort of thing happens. Now, here's the thing. You know, you're on the big stage in the NFL, and it's a Thursday night football. You got to be able to control yourself. Multiple guys need to control themselves, right? So, you know, first and foremost, Myles Garrett shouldn't be tackling Mason Rudolph late like that. Mason Rudolph should not be trying to pull Myles Garrett's helmet off at the same time while they're on the ground. And then Myles Garrett should not pull off Mason Rudolph's helmet. And then Mason Rudolph should not charge at Myles Garrett after that. And then Marquise, I think Pouncey was kicking.
That was ugly.
It looked
like a mob thing, Herb, is what it looked like, the way he was kicking him when he was down. It looked like a loan shark beating a guy.
Absolutely, owed him $200. So at the end of the day, the NFL has to go ahead and, they're going to suspend Myles Garrett. I think Pouncey would get suspended. Mason Rudolph may actually get a game or something like that. I don't know. But they have to stay disciplined. Cleveland was up 21-7. It's 10 seconds ago in the game.
That's what I don't get.
There's no reason to do any of that.
No.
You know, Cleveland has been self-destructive this whole season. They finally are on a little bit of a run, a three-game run, where they're coming together. They're playing better, but then they do this or something like this happens. So it's just been indicative of the season for them as far as self-destructing.
And I didn't stay up to watch it. I just found out all of this when I woke up. And they played the rest of the game, or did they call it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't see the rest of the game, because after that, I turned it off. I was like, man, I don't want to watch this anymore. It's whatever.
The game's not in doubt. You're close to criminal actions on the field. The Browns are leading 21-7, 8 seconds left. I'd have just blown a whistle and said, that's it. I don't know what the rules say, but Herb, go ahead.
But no, generally, there's a 10-second runoff at the end of half or whatever, end of the game, and it was only 10 seconds left, so I'm assuming that they just ran it 10 seconds.
I would have been with that ugliness. 6:50, like he owed him $200, huh?
Yep. Yeah, $200, baby.
That's the ugliest thing I've seen in a long time. We'll talk about LSU and Ole Miss when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7. If you've not seen what we're talking about with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph at the end of the Steelers-Browns game last night, you can find it on WWL's Facebook page. All right, 6:50, 10 till 7. Here now, WWL traffic. 6:55, 5 before 7, Herb Tyler, our friend, our guest, former LSU quarterback, co-host of WWL's Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb, is this some kind of trap game for LSU to, you know, go ahead, laugh at me. It's all right.
No, it's all good. That's always the phrase that's used, right?
Yeah.
Trap game. So what it is.
I saw a new phrase, tripwire, they're calling it now.
Tripwire, I like that, too. Yeah. I like that, too. You know, you can trip over and then blow yourself up, right?
Right, I guess.
So with that being said, it's one of those games where you have to absolutely forget. Look, this past Monday, they had to completely forget about Alabama, right? And we look at the team that's in front of us, which is Ole Miss. And at that point, you got to know that Ole Miss uses a two-quarterback system. The quarterbacks are going to run the ball a lot. And Jay Plumlee, he's the guy who's not even a starter quarterback, really, but he's got more rushing yards than the starting running back, and he's got more rushing yards than he has passing yards. So at that point, you know, you got to be wary of things like that. You got to let Alabama go. This Ole Miss game is very, very important for the fact of the matter is to show what kind of team we really do have. Mm-hmm. Do we have a championship pedigree team where you can go out and beat a number two Alabama and then come back home and beat an unranked Ole Miss, right, who you should beat by at least 21 points? You know, all signs say that. So I think Coach O has done a great job of getting these guys prepared, and I think they'll be ready.
You know, you make a great point about the mark of a good team, and it's not just winning a big game or a couple of big games. It's about consistency, not letting your head get too big for your helmet, right, et cetera.
So I've been through this before. When I was playing at LSU in 1997, we were undefeated. We went in. We played number one ranked Florida came in to play us in Death Valley, and we beat them. Guess who was the very next game that we had to play? Team that we had
don't
to play.
Tell me Ole Miss.
So we had to play Ole Miss at 2:30 in Death Valley, and Ole Miss beat us 35-28, something like that. And it was because of just not being completely and 100% prepared. But also, Ole Miss had Deuce McAllister. They had, John Avery. I mean, they had some good talent on their team. But at the end of the day, we were a good team. But LSU this year, 2019, has the makings to be a great team. And that's what I mean by the pedigree of what your team is made of.
You think it's important that they win big in terms of ranking, et cetera, and then going back and forth with, I guess, Ohio State and who's behind?
You know, the thing about that is all we got to do is just win out. If we win each game, right, take it 1 week at a time, 1 week season, you win each game, even the SEC championship, then you're in the playoffs. Whether you're ranked, you know, one or two, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, it doesn't really matter as long as you get in. Because when you get in, you're going to play the elite teams anyway, so you have to be ready for those teams. So I don't think that, you know, that they have to win big, but I think that they will. I think that they play the opponents that they play, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Arkansas, two out of those three, I think we should beat handily. Texas A&M, as you see, we scored 72 last year and still lost. So we got to figure that one out.
That's the anomaly. Herb, we got to run, man.
Yeah,
thank you. We'll talk to you Monday, all right?
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of WWL's Tiger Tailgating. Beating him like he owed him $200.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.